As we continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss this rule of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs, the Gemara Masechta Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph teaches us, as we learned quite often in Masechta Zvachim, that Kabbonis, the Shiori Hadam, the leftover blood after the Zrikas Hadam, were poured on the Yisoid HaMizbeach. Teaches us the Mishnah that the different kabbonis whose dam was applied on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Shari Adam HaYishoifech HaYisoid Marovish HaMizbeach HaChitzin. It was poured on the Yisoid, on the west side of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara explains, because the Pasuk teaches us, a Pasuk, HaYisoid Mizbeach HaOilo Asher Pesach Oil Moed. As Tosfos, why do we have to have a Tosfos here? Devei Maskli Bois Eimo, why do we have to have a special Pasuk to teach us that halacha? We know that halacha anyway. Because there's a halacha, Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs. And Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs teaches us that the first place that we could do a mitzvah, we should do it. And the first area of the Mizbeach that one encountered when he left the Mizbeis HaMikdash was the Yisoid HaMaravi. So obviously, you have to pour the blood on the Yisoid HaMaravi. Why do I need a pasuk for that? So first, what Tosfos wants to say, that Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs is only said when I have two mitzvahs. And I don't know which mitzvah to do first and which mitzvah to do second. That's when I say Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs, the first mitzvah that comes to my opportunity to do, that's the first mitzvah I ought to do. But when I only have one mitzvah in front of me, there is no din of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs. The question on that is, Al Gemara, we're only dealing with one mitzvah, the mitzvah of cutting the Omer. And yet Al Gemara teaches us that Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs. So we see that Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs applies even when one mitzvah is in question. So Tosfos wants to say that Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs only accomplishes that much. And all the Mefarshim try to explain what Tosfos means. The Birkei Yosef says that, this is the way I understand the Birkei Yosef, that Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs, for example, when we speak about Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs by Omer, doesn't designate a special field. Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs means always take it from the closest field that you could take from. But to make a special place, designate a special place, Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs doesn't have that ability. And the Sfas Emes picks up on this point. He says, and we spoke about that, this concept of the Sfas Emes in our previous year as well, what happens if somebody passed by the right place to do the mitzvah? He was maver ala mitzvah. So now, he shouldn't have done it, but that's what he did. So what is his obligation now? If we say that if the whole vart is Eim Avir ala mitzvahs, he was already maver ala mitzvah when he walked by the right place. And therefore, for example, in Masechta Zvachim, says the Sfas Emes, if somebody walked by the right place where he's supposed to spill the Shiori Hadam, and he didn't spill it, so Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs is already lost. So if that would be the whole reason to pour the Shiori Hadam in that spot, it's too late. Comes the Pasuk and teaches us, no, we specifically want you to pour the dam on the Yisoid Maravi. And therefore, even if you walk by the Yisoid Maravi, you have to walk back to the right place and do it in the right place. So this halacha of Eim Avirim ala mitzvahs applies to many different halachas. For example, every morning when we put on the tefillin, we put on the shalyad, and then we put on the shalrosh, shatam lois ayudecha v'hoilu tetofes bereinecha, and therefore we say, the halacha tells us, that we should put the tefillin in the tefillin bag in a way that when I put my hand into the tefillin, I should first find the tefillin shel yad before I get to the tefillin shel rosh. Or, for example, and not have to skip over the tefillin shel rosh. Or, for example, those people who wear two pairs of tefillin and they have two bags, one with the tefillin shel rashi and one with the tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam, also they should put their tefillin bags into their talis bag in a way that they should get to the tefillin first. And actually we discuss tefillin shel rashi first, which I put on first. And the same thing is why the talis is put into the bag in a way that you should first touch your talis, since we put on the talis before we put on the tefillin. Similarly, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, and indeed, that's why the halacha is, according to the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simchav Hei Sif Aleph, that if for whatever reason, when you open up your talis bag, your tefillin were there before your talis, you may have to put on your tefillin before talis. Eim Avirim ala mitzvahs. And particularly, as we quoted Tosfos earlier, everybody agrees that we apply the concept of Eim Avirim ala mitzvahs when we're speaking about two mitzvahs. Another example is Chayiv Odom l'mashmish tefillin kol shor. So the halacha is that when you check your tefillin or you want to kiss your tefillin when you're wearing them, since the tefillin shel yad is closer to you than to your hands than the tefillin shel rosh, you first do the tefillin shel yad and then the tefillin shel rosh. And we see from here that we apply this halacha even where one may be more kadosh than the other. Because as we learned earlier in our Masechta, the tefillin shel rosh have more kedusha than the tefillin shel yad. And even though the tefillin shel rosh have more kedusha than the tefillin shel yad, we put on the tefillin shel yad, we set up that we should get to the tefillin shel yad first and put them on first because Eim Avirim ala mitzvah. Even though we know, as we've discussed, the halacha is tadav she'ena tadar kaidim, and therefore the halacha is on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which also is in the middle of Chanukah. So we take out two Sifrei Torah. The first Sifrei Torah we use for Rosh Chodesh, and the second Sifrei Torah is Chanukah. If for whatever reason we took out the Sifrei Torah of Chanukah and it's open, you should first read Chanukah. Eim Avirim as a mitzvah. And Tadr, Shve'en Tadr, does not have the ability to supersede Eim Avirim ala mitzvah. Not everybody agrees with this, and they want to say if you didn't start laning yet, then you should indeed maybe start laning from Rosh Chodesh first. The question is, what about if you have a mitzvah d'rabbanon and a mitzvah d'raisa? Do we still apply the halacha of Eim Avirim ala mitzvahs? So the Paiskim say that the Gemara says that on Motzoi Shabbos, you're finishing Shal Shudas and you're also going to make Havdalah. The halacha is that you say Birch Samozin before Havdalah, before because of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, a Gemara Masechta Pesachim. But why don't we say that Birchas HaMazon is the Raisa and Avdol is the Rabbanon? So we see that it doesn't make a difference. You say Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs even by one mitzvah is the Raisa and one is the Rabbanon. The halacha of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs applies even as we just learned, where one mitzvah is more important than the other. You're always supposed to do the first mitzvah first. And this is actually a question that we discussed previously. If somebody, there's a famous machlokes, Chacham Tzvi and Ratvaz, somebody is in prison and he's given a furlough for one day, should he take the first opportunity or should he wait? And the halacha, according to many poskim, is take the first opportunity, even though if you wait, you'll be able to get out on Yom Kippur or whatever, Rosh Hashanah, still, Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. Certainly, when two places are involved, as we've been discussing, the halacha is that you should take the first mitzvah, the closer place, our sugya. Another point where we see Eim Avirim Mitzvahs is Pesach by the Seder, when we have the top matzah and half of the middle matzah and the bottom matzah, and we have to make the bracha of Moitzi Matzah. We make it on the top matzah because that is the closer matzah to you. However, as we've also been saying, that when the question of doing the mitzvah, even though there's a rule of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs, but if by waiting you're going to be able to do the mitzvah in a better fashion, so then many times we say we should do the mitzvah in the better way. Where is that most noticeable? Most noticeable is by Kiddush Levana. You could do Kiddush Levana earlier in the month, but it won't be Matzoi Shabbos, where there's a halacha to do Kiddush Levana Kishumavosim, when you're wearing your Shabbos clothing. When you do Kiddush Levana Matzoi Shabbos, you'll have a Roiv Am. So there, the Minhag HaOlam is that we wait till unless it's going to get too late in the month and there's a concern it's going to rain. We Paskin, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, and Siman Tov Chavav, we wait for Matzoi Shabbos. Another example, the Shvus Yaakov in Chelik Aleph Siman Lamed Dalid teaches us that, let's say, you have an Esrig, but if you'll wait, you'll get a nice Esrig, even though there's a rule of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs, the halacha is wait for the nicer Esrig.